Phil Nussbaum here with composer Rose Lewis. And Rose, your composing is inspired by your thoughts and emotions.
I will start to hear music in my head in response to either something I'm going through or something I'm thinking. And then the two kind of intertwine until the music takes over and I have a piece of music.
Did that apply to your tune, Simply?
Simply was written at the time that Greg and I were getting to know each other and realizing that what we had was serious and lifelong, and eventually became our wedding processional.
What was it like when you got married and you used your tune as the processional? Not something traditional, but something that came from you.
Felt like home. It felt like it created a space that was ours, especially since we were getting married in our backyard underneath our large oak tree.
We're speaking with Rose Lewis, and Rose, you were saying that thoughts will come to you and that will lead you to create a tune which represents the thoughts. Now, is that your normal way of composing? In other words, all your tunes have that kind of genesis?
Sometimes I'll give myself an assignment, something specific to write. Sessa Delor came after backing up Diane Reeves as a guest artist at Lawrence. And she sang a tune. The melody was based on the extensions of chords. So I gave myself the assignment of writing a song that did the same thing. The melody is the extensions of chords. She also talked about how the blues was a way of processing emotion in her community with her family. So Sessa Delor has that aspect too, a way of using music that instead of to complain or vent, to process so that that emotion gets released and moves on.
In Sessa Delor also, towards the end of it, there's a kind of meter and style change. How did that happen?
That's part of the release. So part of the emotional release is things change, they move. The piece does return to the original style and feel, but that's because we're always cycling through our emotions. We're not just angry once, we're sad again and again, we're angry again and again, and we keep processing.
Rose, the style change in Sessa Delor, which we just listened to, you could, as the composer, decide that the different stylistic elements were not part of the same narrative, or they could be considered two narratives, and then you'd have two different pieces. But why was it so strong to you to keep them as the one?
I see style as another component to creating contrast in a piece of music, the way we will modulate, the way we will do variations. And it felt like that was the contrast, that was the component to create the contrast in the piece of music.
Rose, it turns out that these thoughts that lead to your tunes also lead to poetry. And you've got a number here whose title is intriguing, Love Always Happens. What do you mean by love always happens?
Love always happens this way. And then each time the lyric starts that way, there's a different idea, a different ending. Love always happens this way, alone yet in another's arms again, that feeling of trying to find love, not quite getting there. By the time the piece ends, you have gotten there, you have found. So love always happens and happens and happens in a wide variety of ways. We keep trying, we keep learning, we keep growing.
Lewis. She leads jazz bands and orchestras, teaches in academic settings, and composes memorable music that reflects her thoughts and emotions. Rose Lewis can be reached through LinkedIn. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.